All right, let's. So did you study? Are we finished with Luke or anything?
No, we consider Luke sacred property.
All right, go to Luke 11, 18. Well, the parable starts in 17. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. Now, this parable is the answer to I just gotta follow my mind or I can't do what you say, Ollie. I can't stop thinking. I have to think. Well, as long as Satan was in power, that was true. And that's the purpose that Satan came. So that the stronger man is here now, and there's no excuse not to have the mind of Christ. The emptying. Because everybody already knows, even the young people know the stupidity of life and emptiness of human nature. But the whole idea, when people say, I just can't stop thinking, well, that's because you're still giving importance to your thoughts. If you stop giving importance, then the idea of abandonment and emptying becomes as easy. But as long as you think your thoughts and opinions and whatever goes on up there is important, then you're going to continue to think. You can't, and again, because you've given the property back to the strong man. Do you understand? Back to the guy that has been defeated. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah. About thinking of these things.
What?
Is there be any virtue, if there be any praise,
I can't hear you, Garrett.
What about where it says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Muse on him. That means consider him.
Yeah. Is that not thinking or what?
No, it's not thinking. It's just being lost and being overshadowed by God. I shouldn't have said stupidity of life, because it's life isn't stupid. And man is stupid. God has been mocking the human race ever since the human race was in existence.
So an abandoned man, a repentant man, woman, can live a life of non-stupidity?
No, Christ can live it. Do you think that the Bible is kidding when it says, let's go there, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. chapter 10, Paul is begging the people. He said, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you that I may not be behold when I am present with that confidence." Let me start off by the verse 2, I get. "But I beseech you that I may not be bold or rude, loud, whatever, when I am present with that confidence. Wherefore I think it to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now that "mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds" refers to the mightier man in the parable that we're reading that has overtaken the first mighty man. Now listen to what he said. You've got to understand. Christ has won. The devil is defeated. "But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Here's what happens, and this, I ran into this just about every Bible study out there, and I don't run into it here as often because people go crazy. No, I go crazy if you say it. There is no neutral ground. You are not in a neutral place. You are either serving sin or God. There is no in between. You're either part of the whore or part of the bride. There's no neutral ground. Now, unless you understand that, you will never have zeal. Because neutral ground means I can excuse my slothfulness. I can excuse my lack of going to war with my own mind. Watch. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ." Every single thought. And what is the obedience of Christ? The obedience of Christ is emptiness, the mind of Christ. Try to have your mind have an argument. Just do it. Try to say, "It's finished. Everything's perfect. I've been perfected by one offering." It's now. Try to have a thought that no thought can stand against that. No imagination. Imagination just means, you know, I've got an idea. You own all things. Why do you need money? Why do you labor for that which satisfieth not? You've been perfected by one offering. You can't improve on perfection. For us, time is at an end. Oh, it's too late. Just emptying, yeah, staying that way. But if you bring it up, if it comes back up, you cast it down. And then the next verse, "and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now, that's not talking about somebody else. It's talking about you. The warfare is not about, you don't have any enemies anywhere in the world except the only enemy you have is you. can anybody get around bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ? Can anybody like say there's an exception there? Is cast down. Because if you leave any of it in, the whole thing is given life. Don't you understand? You can't use it for a little bitty thing over here and expect it not to be raised fully. The evil one is raised from his deadly head wound the moment you give breath to your thoughts or your emotions or your feelings or anything. Anything. Can you imagine? I want you to think about this. I want you to consider the possibility that everything this we're just talking about is right. That you're dead. That the only one that's alive, it's either Christ or the evil one. There's no in between. But if you use this thing, it brings the evil one to life from his deadly head wound. Is there any argument about that, but from anyone? If you use your mind, you bring the evil one back to life from his deadly head wound.
Yeah, I personally like the saying of give breath to those thoughts.
Right, but any thought about anything. Bringing every single thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. There are no exceptions. So this is studied less than anything else I know of in the scriptures. If you look up commentary of this, casting down imaginations, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, it shouldn't say every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. What it says in Greek is every thought exalts itself against the knowledge. Do you understand? It's not, let me read it again. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. What he's saying, every high thing, it says high place, as you know. Every high place, without exception, even in their praise of God, exalts themselves against God. The mind is cursed. The mind is the instead of Christ. The instead of Christ cannot, in any form, do anything of value to God except be the opposer. Doesn't matter what he thinks about. Why do you think that no one has ever, I mean, it says it 100 times in the scriptures, but no one ever teaches that you're the Antichrist and your number is 666. It's as obvious as your hand if you see, but that's something that people can't see. They much rather have an enemy over there. Now, the problem is if the people that are here don't go to war, that's what this is calling for, a mortal war. Otherwise, again, even the light that is in you is darkness, and how great is that darkness? Has to be this surety, this, that's why we exhort one another daily. because soon it will no longer be called today. And if you're in this position, well, that's, I just want the best for you, believe it or not. And I see people walking across the street without looking both ways, spiritually, and that troubles me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though being in the form of God, thought it not something to be grasped, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, kino, empty, totally, to the point of a vacuum. Let that mind be in you. Otherwise, you're just another Gentile with some labels on it. I don't feel like talking anymore. Anybody have any response?
I'm thinking about the, pardon the thinking word, Jesus in his 3 years or more, whatever, how had compassion, but was that without thought? He performed miracles, raised people from the dead. Was there no, there's something there that's different than thought? That,
yeah, it's the same thing as the instinct in animals, and that instinct is that from the pineal body, and that's the place where God communicates. But there is never Satan's half second anymore. There's never a wait a minute, I gotta consider that before I say anything. It just is. And then the more you make that that tunnel, if you will, to the Father empty, then you walk boom, 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 boom. There's faith is action. It's not thinking about it. And so that's what the mind of Christ is. That's why the emptiness in him was so critical. So the pipeline to God was always open.
And he only did what he saw God did.
Right. Nothing of himself, a son of man. The mind was not used. The only time it was used, he said, that's stupid, essentially. Father, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Deliver me from this hour. No, for this hour came I into the earth. And you've got to say that every time something comes to you where there's no answer. Where there's trouble.
Now that time period of him coming to the conclusion, nevertheless, not my will but thine, he was thinking.
But for a millisecond.
Might have been 5 hours. Who knows?
Well,
whatever it was.
And he said no.
Yes, and he came to that conclusion, that point where he realized that all that was crap or whatever.
But I promise you, Gary, don't ever use that scripture to justify thinking. Well, I'm turning on everybody. He was facing 3 days in hell, with unable to use any of his own defenses or his own powers. He had to trust implicitly that this was the will of God. So the soul, the son of man, it was troubled. But we can't even imagine why that issue came up then. I mean, it's beyond our capacity.
What he was facing, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What he was facing was the real deal, and knew it.
Yeah.
What he had to.
But please, the weapons it's calling for you to go to war. You got to go to war against this thing. And if you don't see that, then you're just wasting time. I mean, I don't care if you come to Bible study. If you don't see that, you're wasting time. But if you think I'm wrong, then let's discuss it. Let's have a chat.
I don't think it's wrong thinking you're wrong. I think it's let's discuss it whether you're right or wrong. And don't just stop at the stop thinking or you're not okay. That's my desire. desires to get down into the depths of this, to the understanding of it. Because when you say, oh, it's 2 seconds, well, I don't think it was 2 seconds. He's sweating great drops of blood. This struggle, it was in him. And I think it was deep, wide, and whether it took 5 minutes or a second is not the issue. It's what happened. And I think personally that same thing happens as us. And you know, it's not like I'm saying think, but I'm saying don't control everything to the point of neutrality.
It's not control, it's repentance.
But how do you get to that repentance? If you see instantly,
if you see there's some value in your thoughts, then you won't do what I'm talking about.
Well,
you just got to go out and do it.
Well, the value is the end of the thing, the end of where you come.
No, I'm saying if you think there's value, then go do it. Give it everything you've got until you come to the place where you see the highest thought you could be was less than a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
But if you can't see that, then you can't believe what I say. You've
right.
got to come to the end of yourself. But I'm telling you, there's only two positions. And that is very apparent throughout the scriptures. There's only in him emptied, or in him with yourself. And that can't happen. The vessel of wrath, the vessel of mercy. The whore or the bride. Now, we trespass. The trespasses are the things when we return. Something causes us to return. And then it's like Glenn's got a new little puppy. And it's a teacup Maltese. And it would fit in this cup of coffee almost. But that little guy, if he gets, he loves to bark at bigger dogs, but if the bigger dog comes and turns toward him, then he comes running back. I mean, it's I can't believe a little dog can run that fast. He comes running back to me if I'm the one that's taking him for a walk, or Glenn, and boom, then he shuts up. And well, that's zeal. Come running back to the covering. Come running back to the mercy seat. But understand that going off the mercy seat was trespass. If you've never been on the mercy seat, then it's impossible. You can't get there because that is, there's no sin allowed. There's no flesh and blood allowed in the presence of that holy place. But please, just go do it so you can see the emptiness of it. Because again, that's what all of life is about. But if you still think your thoughts have some value, then go do it. Do it quickly.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty old. I'm getting very old. I am very old, but I yet believe the end will be in my lifetime. I've believed it ever since the day that I was converted. And that's not very long, much more time. Again, how do you think the disciples turned the world upside down? They didn't have any communication. They emptied. And they became the most powerful force in the universe. Two 2,000 years ago, it said the night is far spent, the day is at hand. We don't. I pray that for you the day has come internally. The seventh angel can stand and say, time is meaningless. But if you still have things to do and thoughts to think and places to go, then I beg of you, go do it and do it quickly.